So the second day of Yontif, of Chag HaShavuos, is at the beginning of Shara Yichud Ve'emuna. It's on page 288 in the English Tanya. Shara Yichud Ve'emuna, V'hovin Ma'at Mizei, to understand at least a little bit, Mashakosa B'zeyar, Tishma Yisrael, Hu Yichudi Lo, U'boruch Shem Kved Ma'chus, Ve'elon Vod, Hu Yichudi Tato. The Zohar says that the first pasuk of Shema describes a higher level of oneness of God, and Baruch Shem Kved Machusei Leilam Voed, the second pasuk describes the lower level Yichud, oneness of God. Perek Aleph. Dai Tahayim Vashavei Selavavecho Ki Hashem Hu Alikim Vashamayim Imao Valaris Mitochas Ein Eit. The pasuk says, know today and take to heart that God is God in the heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. So the Alter Rebbe asks, Tzorech Lahovin, we have to understand the pasuk. What is the pasuk telling us? V'chital al daitecho, would it then occur to you that there is a God soaking in the water under the earth, that the Torah has to warn us so strongly and say, take to heart that there is no God in the waters beneath the earth. The pasuk says, it means on the earth and below the earth. So the Rebbe says, why do we need such a strong warning to prevent us from believing that there isn't another God soaking in the water under the earth? So obviously the pasuk is trying to tell us, give us a deeper message. Hine ksiv, Eilam Hashem Drocha Nitzor Bashamayim. The pasuk says that forever God's word stands in the heavens. Upirish Habav Shem Tev Zal, and Habav Shem Tev explained, Ki Dvorcha She'amarta Yehira Ki Abitei Chamayim. What does it mean that the words of God stand in the heavens? The word with which God created the heaven. When God said, let there be a heaven, Teves Ve'eseyes Elu, those words and those letters, Hein Nitzoves Ve'em Des La'ilam, they stand forever. B'teicha ki ha-shamayim, within the heavens, u'melubashes b'teich kol harikiyim la'ilam, and are clothed within each heaven, la'achayesam, to give them life. Kidechsiv, dvar elikeinu yakum la'ilam, u'dvarav chayim v'kayomim la'ad. As it says, the word of God remains forever, and his words are alive, and stand forever. Why is it necessary that the word of God should be clothed within the heavens and be there constantly? Because if those letters were to be removed even for a moment, God forbid, if they were retracted and they would go back to their source, Hayu Kol HaShamayim Ayin Ve'Efes Mamash, then all the heavens and all that is created would become absolute nothingness. V'Hayu Kelo Hayu Klal, and they would be as if they never were. U'Kamei Kedem Mayme Yehirakiya Mamash, just as before the statement Yehirakiya. V'Chein V'Chol Abruyim, the same is true with all creation. In all the worlds, the higher and the lower, even this physical world, and in this world, the lowest part, the daimen, the inorganic, it would appear that the word of God plays very little role in the existence of a stone, for example. Yet, even in the stone, it is true that ilu hayu mistalkis mimena kerege chas v'sholem, that if, for a second, God forbid, the words would be removed, Those letters or those utterances with which this particular creation, the stone for example, was created during the 6 days of creation, so if those words and letters were removed, the stone would go back to being absolute nothing, just as it was before the 6 days of creation. And this is what the Arizal taught, that even in the literal inorganic, inanimate objects like stone and sand and water, yesh b'chinas nefesh v'chayis ruchni, there exists within them a spark of life. Dehainu b'chinas islapshes esiyas adibur me'asorah me'amoris. And what is that life? What is that spark? The presence of the Word of God, of the ten utterances that with which it was created. Hamechayes u'mahavis es hadeimim. That's what gives life and existence to the stone, to the water, to the earth. Liyes yesh ma'ayin ve'efes shelifnei sheishes emeibereishes. That it should be a something. It should have existence from its nothingness, which it was before the 6 days of creation. And although the word stone does not appear in the ten utterances, God said, let there be light, let there be a heaven, but it doesn't say anywhere that God said, let there be a stone. So, actually, Huska Shem Evan Basodom and Mordi Shebetayza, in the ten utterances described in Tayza, the word stone doesn't appear. Afal Pikein, yet Nimsha Chayez Le'Evan, the creative force, comes to the stone, al yidei tzirufin v'chilufei esiyes, through a rearrangement and an exchange of letters, hamizgalgules, bezeish lamed aleph she'odim, ponim v'ochet, that result from the 231 gates, 231 ways of rearranging and substituting letters in Taita, k'meshikosu b'sefer Yetzira, as is written in Sefer Yetzira. Ad, and through this rearrangement of letters, shemishtal shomeyasoda maimores, eventually you get from the letters that were used in the ten utterances, v'nimshach mehem tzidav shem evan, you bring about the formation of the word evan, aleph beis nun, v'hu chayusei shel ha'evan, and that's how the stone receives its life. The same is true with every individual creature of the world. The name by which they are called in Hebrew, in the Holy Tongue, they are the letters of speech originating in the ten utterances, but come down from level to level, from those original utterances, through the transmutation and transposition of letters, in the 231 paths of how letters can be rearranged, until it reaches that creature and gives it its life. Why is this necessary? That certain words appear explicitly in Taita, and others have to be derived through rearrangement and substitution of letters and so on. Lefi she'ein proti ha'nevroyim yichelum l'kabu chayusa me'asara memoris atzman shebetaita. Because the individual creature, the individual creation, is too small and is incapable of receiving life directly from the Taita and the utterances in Taita. Because the life that comes from the ten utterances themselves is very great, much greater, much greater than the individual creature can tolerate. They don't have the ability to receive so much life. Except through the descent of this energy, the way it comes from a level to the level lower than it, through the rearrangement of letters and transmutation of letters, and the lowest form is the gematriyes, shehen cheshben ha'esiyes, where you've left the letters completely. They're not even rearrangement of letters. You leave the letters and you start dealing with numbers. That's hiding the energy, clothing the energy to the greatest degree. Until it has become so limited, so contracted, this life force, that it can create a specific finite individual creation. Vizeshmai, and those letters through which it is created becomes its name, Ashiyikrule Beloshen HaKedesh, by which it will be known in the Holy Tongue. Hu keli l'chayis hametzumtzum ve'esiyes shem zeh, it is a vessel for the energy that is contained within these letters. Shenishtal shel me'asod ha'memori shebeteiro, sheyesh behem, keyach v'chayis livei yesh me'ayin. And it comes from the 10 utterances in Teira, and that's why, as contracted as it is, it still has the power to create something out of nothing, and to give it life forever. Because the letters of Teira, the words of Teira, are one with God, because Teira and God are one. In the Hayyim Yayim for the second day of Shavuos, the Rebbe writes that in the Siyas Kapayim, in the Duchening, when the Kayanim are giving the Bracha, when the Kayan says the word Yivarechicha, he faces forward. The person being blessed should be facing forward, straight ahead. When the Kayanim says Hashem, then Mesav Reishe Liyamine, Shehi Smol Hamavarech, then the person receiving the blessing inclines his head towards the right, which is to the left of the Kayin. When the Kayin says V'yishmerecha, again you face forward. Yo'er, by the word Yo'er, you lean to the left. Shehi Yamin HaMavarech, which is the right side of the Kayin, etc. Then when the Kayin says Sholim, the head is again in the middle, facing forward. Amiras Rebbeinu Shel Olam B'shor Sha'keinim Enagnim Dafke. The saying of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be only when the Kayanim are singing and not during the words of the Bracha. Aval Kisha'emim HaTeve is Tzorech L'shmeya. When the Kayanim are saying the words of the Brachas, you have to listen and hear the word. Kisha Menagnim L'Viyoseim, when the Kayanim start the Nigun before the word V'yoseim, Emim Rebbeinu Shel Olam, etc. HaTzadik. Kisha Menagnim L'Teve Aslecha, then you say Ve'im until Elisha. When the Kayanim are saying L'Sholim, are saying Sholim, then you say U'Kishem, etc. until L'Teva. Kishayim Sholim, Eimim V'Tashmireini Yitzchanneini V'Teratzeini. Adibamorim Imrim Acharanias Amin. The Adibamorim is said after entering Amin, Kisha Dayin Atalus Alponov, while still covered by the Talus.